to turn around. I could not let that man go without talking to him. I had no money that night. All I had was my phone, my Bible, my speaking notes, and a few things in my purse that would not have been interesting or helpful to him. Yet I wanted more than anything else in the world to help this man. I felt compelled to do something for him, like I would burst if I didn't try. The driver turned around, and I got out of the car to approach the man, who was dirty and smelly and had an empty, hopeless look in his eyes. "I honestly don't have anything to give you, but this book is everything," I said as I held out the Bible to him. "No, I can't take that," he responded. "Sure you can," I said. "I really want to give it to you."
"No," he emphasized, then added, "I'm an atheist."
As I started to walk away, I noticed his eyes filling with tears. So I put the Bible on the ground, giving him a chance to pick it up.
"No," he shouted as I headed back to the car. "Somebody needs that. Don't leave it on the ground."
In that instant, my faith changed. In fact, my life changed. I realized how God must feel when people won't listen to him, live by his word, or receive his love. When I begged him to take it and he wouldn't, I could almost physically feel my heart break. In the same moment, I realized how much the word of God means to me and how deeply I believe it. No one would literally beg another person to take something useless, powerless, or meaningless. As I begged the man to take it, I realized how completely I am convinced that God's word is where we find everything, everything we need in life. God is constantly reaching out to us through his word, saying, "Here's life, here's hope, here's love." And so often, we fail to take those things he so freely offers us. As I thought about the encounter with the homeless man and reflected on how much that experience changed me, I thought, he can say he's an atheist all day long, but he isn't. How do I know that? By his words. When he said about the Bible, "Somebody needs that," he proved that he knew something about the life-changing power of God's word, and I believe he saw the conviction of that truth in my eyes. I beg you not to be like this man. In an instant, he could have gone from being spiritually homeless to having a forever home with God. He could have gone from being fatherless to having the best father ever. He could have gone from lying on the ground to standing tall in faith. But he chose not to, as far as I know. God is extending redemption to you, just as he extended it to the homeless man. Whether you receive it for the first time or you use it to come back to God, do everything you can do to stay close to him. Jesus says in John 15, verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." That's amazing news. He's already chosen you, so all you have to do is keep choosing him. If you want to hear more about this, check out my video, A Message to My Fellow College-Age Friends, on my YouTube channel. No shame, no regrets. Just a final thought before we finish this book. Often when people break free from fear, the enemy then tries to make them feel ashamed or upset about the ways they once allowed fear to control them. I've been through that, and so have lots of other people. We let fear keep us from doing something fun, and letting it stop us seemed perfectly reasonable at the time. But once we came out from under fear's control, we could have done that thing and enjoyed it. In fact, we should have done it. We didn't escape something frightening. We missed out on a lot of fun. Sometimes, after the chains of fear are finally loosed, we realize how silly fear is, and we become angry that we were ever afraid of anything. We're upset with ourselves and mad at fear for controlling us. We find ourselves filled with regret over our fear-based decisions. These are real struggles, but we have to be aware that redemption affects our emotions. It sets us free from shame, anger, and regret. When we embrace the redemption Jesus offers us, we can say, "Okay, Lord, I'm sorry I let fear run my life for so long. I'm sorry I missed out on some great opportunities that came my way.
But I believe guilt, shame, anger, regret, and every other negative emotion and lie of the enemy were dealt with at the cross. You died to set me free, not just from sin and death, but also from feelings of condemnation. Don't let shame or regret steal your future the way fear has stolen your past. Receive the freedom Jesus died to give you, and move forward in faith to live the amazing life he has for you, never looking back. Do not fear. Verses to help you live fearless. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Mark 6, verse 50. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34, verse 4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Psalm 56, verse 3. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14, verse 27. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4, verse 18. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Psalm 94, verse 19. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Isaiah 43, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. Proverbs 12, verse 25. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6, verse 34. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 7. Say to those with fearful hearts, "Be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you." Isaiah 35, verse 4. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1, verse 9. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalm 55, verse 22. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them. and how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Luke 12, verses 22 through 26. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid, you worm Jacob. Little Israel, do not fear. For I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 41, verses 13 through 14. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Proverbs 29, verse 25. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. Psalm 118, verses 6 through 7. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Mark 4, verses 39 through 40. Even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. 1 Peter 3, verse 14. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you. Deuteronomy 3, verse 22. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Psalm 34, verse 7. He placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. Revelation 1, verse 17. Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. Mark 5, verse 36. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verses 38 through 39. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16.
You've been listening to the audio production of Live Fearless. Text copyright 2018 by Sadie Robertson. Production copyright 2018 by Thomas Nelson. No portion of this recording may be reproduced without the prior written consent of the publisher. For more information on other books and audio products from Thomas Nelson, please visit your favorite retailer or visit us online at thomasnelson.com. Live Fearless was recorded at Spotland Productions in Nashville, Tennessee.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.